This is Film for Thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
Deliver Us from Evil stars the always mediocre Eric Bana, who somehow was in Munich, although that feels like a lifetime ago. And his middling career continues, and only seems middling because he looks somewhat like a leading man and not a B actor. And that might just be because he looks kind of like Mark Ruffalo. But in this case, he plays a police officer. This really should be an episode of a show, but it is a feature movie. And I'm not going to shortchange it by saying that it's not great, but it's not great. There are some elements here worth watching. One thing that comes to mind, the evil here is a primal evil. They make that clear. That there's a priest, and he says essentially that there's evil that men do. There's evil that is closer to the source of evil than just what men do. And then the ex-soldiers in this movie have all been to Iraq and apparently seen some kind of carving in the wall in Latin, something like the beginning of Dante's Inferno, the poem from Dante Alighieri, which says, "Abandon hope, all ye who enter here." That's at the gates of hell. So it says something else, though. It doesn't say that, but it may as well. Because essentially people that see that start clawing like animals and then end up killing other people. So, yeah, Eric Bana's character doesn't totally get taken over like that, but he does kind of snap a shot of it with his iPhone. So I guess it takes hold of him. And the idea is really just, is there some evil that you can't unsee? And really, this is really a type of OCD mixed with PTSD. Is this the horror of the soldiers who have seen the My Ling massacre in Vietnam? Is this the horror of the soldiers who've seen carpet bombing and drone bombing in villages in the news? Is this the WikiLeaks images? Is this just simply the image of Britney Spears exiting the car without underwear that the paparazzi snaps a photo of, which seems both exploitive and yet is newsworthy for some reason at the same time? What is it about this voyeuristic culture where we are constantly splashing our heroes up all over the newspapers in scenes of disrepose, if that is a word, and if it's not, we'll just unearth it now. But really, are we going to feel guilty for what we did, not just to Lindsay Lohan and Britney Spears, but to Eric Bana in this movie?